In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is it the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand if you can for the gospel reading. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus looked up to heaven and prayed, Father, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Easter story comes of an age at the ascension of Jesus. God's whole story of salvation links, and everything begins to fit into place. The ascension has completed what was begun through the cross. Forgiveness of all that had gone before, and the opportunity for new beginnings. The incoming of a new spirit of hope. Just before he ascended, Jesus gave instructions to his disciples in that hope. And I believe that through the spiritual journey we're making at this time of easing from lockdown and stepping out into the world as individuals and a church community, we are receiving our own instructions from Jesus about how best we might do this in his name. And that through praying and pondering and reflecting with the intentions to do our best, Jesus will help and guide us through the Holy Spirit to find a way to help build deeper roots, deeper connections, deeper spiritual life, deeper joy, as we help to build God's kingdom of love in our place. This is an important time for us all as we seek to make sense of things and find our way. And living out our faith, it's powerful to imagine the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples just before he left them. Because he's speaking to them, but he's speaking to us also today, as he has spoken to all the generations in the past. He says, "These are my words." We're going back to the ascension reading. "These are my words, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. You are witnesses of these things. I am sending you what my Father promised. So stay here until you have been clothed with power from on high." And then he blessed them before he withdrew from them and was carried into heaven. And then the disciples worshipped him with great joy and continually was in the temple, blessing God. And he's clothing us with power from on high and blessing us that we might too worship him with great joy and continually bless him in the temple, in our church, in St. Peter's. The readings today of the Ascension and of the Jesus prayer for his disciples sets the scene for the journey towards Pentecost next week, the birth of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is making God known in the world, and he's encouraging us to pick up the baton and take off where the others left. John's 17th chapter, that beautiful prayer that we heard, is sometimes, as I said, called the high priestly prayer, given in the upper room before he was arrested, and speaks to someone who cares hugely for his friends. Jesus wants his friends to be safe. He wants them to be in the world, but not of them, and to know that he is with them and that he's led by example. And if they follow and stay connected, they will be connected in the power of God, in him and through him. They are to watch and wait. We too are to watch and wait for Jesus to come here and show us the way. And it is in the ascending, the going up, that Jesus is making his way for the Holy Spirit to descend, to come down, to enter into the hearts of his followers so they can impart the truth of his love, his joy, his peace, his justice to everyone else. In this way, he says back then, the temple can be restored. God won't be in one place anymore, but be in a place where everyone can dwell and worship. Do you recall the line, "The kingdom of God is within me"? That's what he says. And if it's his Father and our Father, it's in him and in us, deep down. Jesus knew he won't be with us in person. He needs to know that we can lift our heads, our hearts heavenwards, but keep our feet firmly on the ground and be empowered to be grounded, to take that divine energy, that divine spirit into all that we do. And it is the Holy Spirit that mobilizes and empowers whatever we do, because we do it in the name of the Lord. It's the energy from the Holy Spirit that will empower us and mobilize us. Grow where you're planted, someone has often said to me, especially when I want to be on the move somewhere, normally where it's tricky, where I am. Take me anywhere else but here. Grow where you're planted. So this priestly prayer is also pastoral. Jesus cares for us. He's praying for protection, for the flourishing of us, for physical and spiritual well-being of us. Just as he prayed for those groups of disciples back then. They were the first church, if you like, and we are one down the line. He knows from experience how tough it is to live in the world, to live out the commandment, to love God, love one another as he loved us. He's praying that we be given the grace to do that and be protected along the way. He's calling upon the power from God that we might be in the world but not of it. But he's not setting up a them and us scenario. This is God's beloved world, remember. And Jesus connects the love of God and the broken world through him. Do you remember we talked about the vine? God's energy through the vine, and we are the branches, and the fruit is the love that goes out into the world. So this sending out prayer is to help us to be able to live in the world and go on in the world, practically and spiritually. And this is just where we are as we began at post-lockdown times. I really believe St. Peter's is being guided and led, encouraged to deepen our prayer life, individually first, so that we can be empowered together as a community here in this church, that it will be strengthened and built up by our own prayer life, that it will become a corporate prayer life, and therefore a communal prayer life for everyone around us, that it might be a sustainable and spiritual hub for all in our parish who might be in need of a spiritual home, who are frightened of coming to church. They need a spiritual home, whatever that might mean for them. And that's why our gospel is a gospel of hospitality, welcome and love. That's what we proclaim. God will find a way to tell them what that means. But the first call is not what they heard, but it's how they felt when they came through that door. And I know how I feel when I am in my fellowship and my spiritual home. And I pray for that, for people that don't know that. This is a lovely place to be if you're in need of some comfort. And these coming weeks, we're encouraged to pray intentionally. And the potential prayer is what this service calls. It goes somewhere. The five names, the five knots in our little wristband, the private prayer, the reading of the daily readings that the whole world are reading. We join together, we unite. Potential prayer. It will go somewhere. It will mobilize the things that God wants us to do in this place that will be just what somebody's looking for. And we will have the energy to do it if we make a start in trust and faith. We get what we need. We will grow together, we will encourage one another, and we will be nourished inside from the inside out. So a shaky world it might be, but we will be on solid foundations of the love of God through Jesus. And I ask you all to please pray this week for the PCC as we gather our first new PCC of this year. And last week, some churches joined together because everyone's feeling vulnerable. And we had a big away day, a big PCC get together, if you like. And we thought about what church will look like when we come out of lockdown, when we start gathering again. Some things will stay. Some new things will be carried on. Some old things won't make their way back in. It's going to be, you know, wheeling and dealing about what church means now. It's important for us to work together on what that might mean. God is speaking to us here. He really is. He's taken all the goodness and the love of the past and the hard work, and he is spiritualizing it and using it to speak into the hearts of people today. A gospel made new in each generation. So between Ascension Thursday and Pentecost next week, those disciples pray continually to be empowered to live out the good news. And that's what we are doing. We're coming together and we're going to be doing that. Just like that first church community, praying continually and intentionally that thy kingdom come experience be known in our own lives, the lives of our friends and families, our community and the world. Remember, Jesus blessed the disciples. That was the last thing he did when he departed. And today he blesses all of us, you and me, as we live out our communal life in his name. So in the spirit of Jesus' joy, justice, love and hope, and fun, pray and pray and pray. Amen.